Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. James McBride's The Color of Water, a black man's tribute to his white mother, is a powerful and touching memoir that delves into the complexities of racial identity, the unyielding bond between mother and son, and the pursuit of one's true identity amidst societal constraints. It's a story that spans decades, weaving together the narrative of Ruth McBride Jordan, a Jewish immigrant from Poland who marries a black man in 1942 America, and the upbringing of their 12 children in Brooklyn's Red Hook housing projects. Through alternating chapters between James's perspective and his mother's, readers are offered a dual narrative that explores the enduring effects of love, faith, and family legacy against the backdrop of racial tensions and personal identity challenges in mid-20th century America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, racial identity and dual heritage. The theme of racial identity pulses at the heart of The Color of Water. James McBride's personal struggle to understand his racial identity as the son of a black father and white Jewish mother provides a poignant exploration of the complexities associated with being of mixed heritage. The memoir delves into James's journey through childhood, marked by the confusion and pain of not fitting neatly into societal categories. Through experiences of racial prejudice from both black and white communities, James learns about the arbitrary nature of color lines and the universal human desire for acceptance and love. His mother, Ruth's, refusal to adhere to racial labels and her insistence on raising her children to be educated and religious individuals regardless of their color serves as a powerful testament to the possibility of transcending racial barriers. This topic reflects the broader societal struggle with race, identity, and the longing for a world where one is judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Secondly, mother-son relationship. At the core of The Color of Water is the profound and complex relationship between James McBride and his mother, Ruth. This relationship serves as the memoir's emotional backbone, offering insights into the sacrifices, challenges, and unconditional love that define their bond. Ruth's resilience, having fled an abusive father and the restrictive expectations of her Jewish background to forge a new life, embodies the theme of maternal sacrifice. Her decision to marry a black man and raise her children in an environment far removed from her upbringing illustrates her deep commitment to love over societal norms. This relationship dynamics provide a rich narrative exploring themes of familial loyalty, the influence of a mother's history on her children, and the enduring power of maternal love. James's quest to understand his mother's past, and by extension, his own identity, symbolizes the universal journey of coming to terms with our heritage and the indelible imprint our parents leave on us. Thirdly, faith and spirituality. Faith and spirituality emerge as central themes in The Color of Water, influencing the characters' lives and shaping their worldview. Ruth's deep religious convictions, stemming from her Jewish heritage yet seamlessly integrating into her adopted Christian faith, illustrate the memoir's exploration of faith as a source of strength and resilience. Through faith, Ruth finds the courage to defy racial and social norms, marking her journey with a spiritual quest for belonging and acceptance. This theme resonates with James's own spiritual journey, mirroring his mother's path, yet also forging his own. The memoir highlights how faith and spirituality can serve as anchors in times of turmoil, providing solace, purpose, and a sense of community. By transcending religious boundaries, The Color of Water showcases the universal aspects of faith, love, forgiveness, and the quest for an authentic self. Fourthly, identity and self-discovery. The quest for identity and self-discovery is a recurring theme in The Color of Water, driving the narrative forward as James McBride embarks on a journey to uncover his mother's mysterious past and, in the process, discovers his own identity. This element of the memoir addresses the internal conflicts experienced by individuals of mixed heritage, highlighting the often painful process of navigating between two worlds. James's struggle to reconcile his mixed racial background with his own self-perception is a poignant reflection on the journey of self-discovery many face. Through his mother's stories, he unearths key pieces of his identity, allowing him to embrace his dual heritage and understand the richness it brings to his life. This topic underscores the importance of knowing one's history in the quest for personal identity, illustrating how our family's past shapes our understanding of who we are. Lastly, migration and adaptation. The theme of migration and adaptation is vividly portrayed in The Color of Water, through the lens of Ruth's departure from her Jewish family and her integration into a predominantly Black community. This aspect of the memoir highlights the broader human experience of migration, illustrating the challenges and opportunities it presents. Ruth's migration is not just geographical, but also cultural, as she adapts from her Orthodox Jewish upbringing to life as the wife of a Black man in mid-20th century America. Her ability to maintain her identity while adopting new cultural norms underscores the resilience required to navigate such transitions. This theme resonates with the experiences of many immigrants and underscores the adaptability of the human spirit in the face of change. Ruth's story is a testament to the idea that true belonging comes not from external acceptance, but from an inner sense of self and the courage to embrace one's choices. In conclusion, James McBride's The Color of Water is a compelling narrative that transcends the boundaries of memoir to explore themes of racial identity, maternal love, faith, self-discovery, and adaptation. It is an evocative read for anyone grappling with their identity, those interested in the dynamics of multiracial families, or readers seeking to understand the impact of migration on personal growth. Moreover, Ruth's story offers profound insights on the power of love and resilience in overcoming societal barriers, making it particularly resonant for women, immigrants, and individuals facing cultural displacement. This memoir not only challenges readers to reflect on their perception of race and identity, but also inspires them through its depiction of strength, courage, and the unyielding bonds of family. In a world still grappling with racial and cultural divides, The Color of Water remains a timely and vital read, providing valuable lessons on the importance of embracing our complexities and finding unity in diversity. If you would like to support James McBride, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.